We're turning the TV on this evening and we are not going to hit the button for any of the channels until we've heard what the Oracle's got to tell us this morning. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm fabulous. I have got two super fun shows for us today.
All right. Today's theme is time-travelling career women. Tell us about it.
The reason for this theme is that both these shows occur in the past. So a lot of the issues that we're dealing with still to this very day, equality, access, not just for women, but also for men, you know, giving men the opportunity to step back from constantly being in the power role or all of that pressure. It's much easier, I think, for people who make shows, entertainment, to take it into the past, because then we're not worried about, oh, well, is this how it is or is this how it is? And in fact, we can just sit back and enjoy and then, you know, be really smart and go, oh, I notice that's happening right now as well.
Okay.
So the brand new show on the block is called Minx and it's on Stan. It's not a real thing, but it could have been based on true stories. It's set in the 70s, so the costumes are fabulous. Everybody's smoking. They're taking heaps of illegal substances, drinking tons. But it's so enjoyable in the way that Mad Men was so enjoyable, because you just get immersed in this era. And, you know, the era of our parents or the era of ourselves when we were younger or our grandparents. Now, Minx is about a woman who is a real feminist. Like, she's like that very kind of serious feminist.
Yes.
And she has a drive to open a magazine, and the only person that will print her magazine is a man who makes porn. Porn magazine.
It's a mismatched pair type show, is it?
But it's also an office show, which, as anyone who listens to us knows, I love that kind of ensemble cast where you have the kooky characters and you have the kind of, you know, so you've got the secret. It's also updated in the sense there's a lot of mixed race in it, which probably wasn't accurate for the time.
Yeah.
But so you've got Ophelia, who's the feminist white lady, and her privilege is constantly called out in a way that we understand in the modern world that is probably sort of superimposed on the 70s, but it's important for us to see it. Jack Johnson, who is really well known from that comedy cast of The New Girl,
who's
the main love interest in there.
Yep.
He's terrific as the kind of cigar chomping guy, like owner of the like porn mag, but he's also very future thinking, really open minded, and you know is a feminist in that way. You know, her sister is in it. You know, it's really honestly they're short, half hour episodes. It's funny. I will give a content warning though. There's a lot of male frontal nudity. A lot.
Hang on, hold the phone. I don't know if I'm up for that.
Nobody's up for it, but there is a lot of male frontal nudity.
I got to say, the woman who stars as Joyce, her name is Ophelia Loverbond. She should have just used that name. She should have used a real name.
I am just saying, when I saw who that was, I just thought, that is just classic perfection.
Yeah.
And add to the layer, but it is, I just gobbled up these episodes. I thought it would be trite and a bit silly, but what they do so well is this idea of the taking modern issues and time traveling it back so we get to explore them, you know, that men can be sensitive, but not worry about it now and all the sort of weight of wokeness, but think about it then.
Yeah. And what's the second one, The Marvellous Mrs. Maisel, all about?
Marvellous Mrs. Maisel is our companion piece. We're on to season four. Once again, Mrs. Maisel is a comic, a woman comic. So she's dealing with single motherhood, working, you know, a working mother, New York rather than LA, stunning costumes, very funny, but the same issues. And it's much easier for us to see those modern issues reflected back to us in a comedy with time. I've come back to this show. I didn't watch season three at all. I didn't want to know. But I've come back in season four and it is back to its peak. It is funny and acerbic and clever and gorgeous. And, you know, two fantastic leading ladies.
All right, we'll have to check that one out. Marvellous Mrs. Maisel and before that, Minx. And you'll have to check us out next Monday when the Oracle joins us again. Thank you, my love.
See you then.